post-match interview.
Time now to go inside the Geelong rooms where Mark Blitzarves is waiting patiently on the phone for us. Blitz, Kingy, Benny Cass, Neilty and Jace Doherty joining you from up in the EJ Witten Memorial Broadcasting Box. Firstly, congratulations. Can you talk us through where you were when Gary Rowan kicked that goal and your thoughts when the ball came off the boot?
Mate, I was at the top of the 50 and the reaction of the crowd at this pocket wasn't super positive. It's a tough pocket to kick goals from, and it normally goes left to right. So when Chucky started it on that right post, we thought there was a chance to actually miss everything and go to the right side. So for him to draw it back, it was an amazing goal shot. Really thrilling to be a part of.
You played in the Zach Tui game. Are those two now going to have their own little club of with Tom Hawkins of after the siren game winners?
Oh, there's a few of them now, which is exciting. They're great games to be a part of, and no doubt there'll be debate which one was more exciting. But I think Chucky from the pocket might get Red, so he's a bit flat at the moment.
Is that the most intense game you've played for the season, Blitz?
It was. It was right up there. We know they're a great side. Their attack, their defence, and their work around the ball is phenomenal. So there's a lot of stoppages, and they really hurt us when we turn the ball over, which is obviously a really good strength of theirs. So, it's a tough game, and we'll review it pretty closely. But we got the win today. But I think they're a bloody good side, and they're going to be there right up in September.
Mark, it was one of the more relentless games that you've played in last week. It was a really good, probably mental battle as well. I think there was 14 lead changes, which is, you ebb and flow, I suppose, mentally in a game like that. And you did it last week when you got behind. And again, to come from behind, unbelievable effort, just builds belief within the group.
Yeah, it does. I think we like to focus on that as a real strength of ours. When the going gets tough, we're able to pull together, keep our composure, and we're really lucky with, I suppose, the firepower we've got up forward, that if we can get it to them, we know we are a chance to score. So, to credit to Bulldogs, they were able to keep it in their forward 50 for most of that last couple of minutes. And I actually thought there was a bit more time on the clock when Chucky marked it. But, so the signs go on him to kick that. It's, really rewarding.
When did you find out that Lockie Henderson wasn't going to be playing?
He was pretty sore this week, but the club's really good at giving him right up until the game to pass the fitness test and have a look at that. So I just went through a few scenarios during the week, if he was to play, if he wasn't, what did that look like? But it's awesome to, obviously, for Hendo to miss. We still have the confidence in Collar and Jack. They've been going really well, and Stu played tall for a bit of it, that even without Hendo, we'll still be really stable behind the ball.
We're down in the Geelong room speaking with Geelong star Mark Blitzarves. Here's Mark Neild on K-Rock Football.
Mark, well done tonight. Mate, just with your own role, we noticed at the start of the game, you went to the centre square and everyone's saying, well, you're going to start in the ruck, but then Radaglia starts in the ruck and you run around with Bontempelli. Can you talk us through your own mental side of the game where we look up, we see you on the wing, then you're in the ruck, and then all of a sudden you're almost the run-with player for Bontempelli, or at least the old-fashioned ruck rover. So how does that play on your, I suppose, mental preparation for the game?
Yeah, it's a bit of a different one, but Nida, our mid-coach, just geared me up to be really fluid during the game, and I'll be playing a few different roles, so just whatever messages come from the box, just accept that, and that was all fine, so... I played earlier in my career around 2015, 2016, sort of that tagger midfield third up rule before they scrapped the third up rule. So I'd done a bit of that in the past. So I was pretty confident. It's always an exciting challenge going up against one of the best players in the comp in Bont. And he's obviously had a really great influence. But it's good to get them in.
Yeah, absolutely. And at halftime, we noticed a couple of times we were chatting about it in the first half when you were playing in the ruck, you had the opportunity to go forward and try and be a threat in the air, and you were doing that. Is that something that you're doing consciously or not as working with you, or it just seems that it just happens throughout the game?
I'm working on it. I'm trying to find opportunities to go forward and be a bit more damaging. I think the really great players of the comp are able to hurt the scoreboard too. So, it's something I'm working on, but... It varies from game to game, depending on what the opposition do. You get more opportunities some games rather than others. And I had a little bit of an opportunity early in the game, which was good. Unfortunately, Jez missed the goal. But, it's something that I'm trying to work on for sure.
Mark, Jeremy Cameron's obviously had a lot of publicity playing really good footy, but Isaac Smith is, you know, quietly amassing a really good season. What are your thoughts on Isaac Smith as a player and a bloke now that he's joined the footy club?
Oh, he's been great. He's amazingly relaxed during the week and even during game time and on field as well. We were down last week against Port Adelaide. They had all the momentum that last quarter, and Izzy just came to the midfield guys and was just like, just relax, keep composure, we're going to get this, we'll be okay. So he's a really steadying head on him, and obviously coming from that three-peat Hawthorn premiership area, he's very well experienced and knows how to win games. So, he's been phenomenal, and I hope he continues his form.
He's renowned as a very, very good runner. Obviously, you're sort of next level when it comes to running. Do you hear him sort of breathing not far behind you in the time trials, or have you sort of got him covered? You're just in second gear.
No, I've got him covered, mate, every day of the week. but I'll give him this. Probably him and Mitch Duncan are our best football runners. They just know where to get the footy and how to move. And, they know when to rest and when to run. So it's a real strength of theirs. And, Izzy's tank is obviously a strength of his in the way he knows how to get the ball. So, he's going really well.
Mark, I'm sure that most people would give Tom Stewart the plaudits for this evening. But with Lockie Henderson out, I thought Jack Henry was enormous tonight and has really taken his game to another level this season. He's been great for the club down back.
Yeah, I can't praise him enough. He's worked on his game, and he's just been so consistent, and he's gotten a lot stronger, and his hands are really solid. So what he's been doing, if you remember early in the year too, he's had a few games in the ruck that he played really well, and his follow up was good, and to go back and do the job on Norton early, and a few others last week as well. I think that's where our improvements come as a team is those guys lifting up this year, and that's Jack for sure.
Blitz, a six-day turnaround before taking on Brisbane. It seems like this rush of games, starting with Port Adelaide last week into obviously tonight and next week, has come around really quickly. But GDB, two wins out of this really important block of four, followed obviously Brisbane with Essendon, is a really good position to be in.
Yeah, exactly right. There's some great teams, Port last week and Bulldogs this week. Come away with a win. It's obviously what we're aiming for, and they've been really tough games, and I think it's going a long way to hopefully set our season up. So another big one next week, and the guys are excited to go over there and see what we can do.
What's the weekend hold for Mark Blitzarves? Do you get a chance to just have a bit of a mental break for 24-48 hours?
Yeah, it'll be very quiet, a lot of recovery. We're in on Sunday because, as you said, we've got a shorter turnaround, so next Thursday is the game, so we'll be prepping pretty quickly. But plenty of sleep and plenty of rest for me, I reckon. That was a pretty tough game.
Well done, Blitz. Fantastic result. Pity there wasn't more people here to see, but they've already switched the lights off here at GMHBA Stadium. The 11 o'clock curfew has kicked in with the lights, so we're not too far away from going as well. But we appreciate your time, enjoying watching your football this year, and look forward to catching you in Brisbane next Thursday.
Thanks very much, guys. Appreciate it.
Mark Blitzarves joining us there from down in the Geelong rooms.
Post-match interview.